Almost 500 production, maintenance, and tool workers at Train went on strike earlier this week after rejecting a proposed contract. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers say they didn't feel the company had addressed concerns about wages and mandatory overtime at the plants. Union Representative Neil Kamrowski says he believes Train fixed many of the problems in the new contract.
Now the weekends are more sacred than they were before, and our members can rest assured that if they're working a weekend, it's because they want to be there, not because they're forced to be there.
A spokeswoman for Train's parent company, Ingersoll Rand, said in a statement the company believes, quote, the new agreements are beneficial to both our employees and for Train. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.